He wriggled down a tight, dark, slimy tunnel with squishy sides. It meant he couldn't go as fast as he wanted and couldn't fly. That mattered because dragons had wings. It didn't matter, though, because he had a mission and he'd be there soon. Another few inches and he reached it. Blowing fire at the tunnel floor made it weak, and he punched his sharp claws and face through it, then launched himself forward. More fire made the gunk he found shrivel up. Soon he punched out into open air and could finally fly. He turned to see what he'd ripped his way out of to find a flat chest with a faded red shirt covering it, the gory hole spraying blood up at him. The girl had dusky skin and big brown eyes, wide with shock. She couldn't be more than 5 years old, and clutched a fuzzy brown bear in one hand. Her hair was swept up out of her face in twin pigtails. While he watched impassively, she fell to the ground in slow motion, reaching out her hand to touch him. Her eyes went rigid and glassy, yet they still stared at him with silent damnation.
"Why did you kill me?"
Her mouth didn't move. The words came out of nowhere. "I don't know." Bobby's voice was cold. "Wrong. I just did."
"I died for nothing?"
"Yeah." He looked around and saw more of his dragons bursting out of the chests of more children. They surrounded him, a circle of babies and toddlers and kids. All of their dead eyes stared at him, and he felt nothing. The dragons came together, burning the blood and gore off each other's bodies. These were just foreign kids. They didn't matter. One little white boy stood in the middle of all the carnage, looking around with his icy blue eyes.
"What happened?"
Bobby the dragon flew toward Sebastian. The boy didn't need to see this kind of thing. Before he could reach the spot, Lily stepped out of nowhere and grabbed Sebastian up.
"Stay away from us, Bobby."
He knew that hate-filled glare too well.
"Wait! It was an accident!"
"Everything is always an accident or a mistake with you, Bobby. We won't be your next mistakes.
Come on, hurry up and wake up." The voice didn't fit her this time. It belonged to someone male that he vaguely recognized. All of a sudden, a bright light flared in his face and something patted his cheek. He tried to pull his claws up or turn his neck. Everything refused to obey him.
"What in the heck, biscuits?"
His speech came out slurred, sounding like himself. No more of that cold, flat stuff. "We don't have time for this. They said you have some kind of super metabolism." Bobby groaned and blinked repeatedly. Though he tried to roll to his side, something held him in place. In reaction to that, he struggled to get free, to no avail.
"Quit it. You're tied down. All I want is answers.
Turn down the lights or something. I can't see nothing."